Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Shannon in the morning in the Big Show with Brad Blanks.
You nasty. These Australian boys, nasty boy.
On CBS FM.
7:34, partly sunny, windy today, high 66. Brad Blanks checking in from Long Island, way out on the island. How you doing, Bradley?
Yeah, Scott, how you doing? Hey, Patty.
Hey,
doing,
sweetheart.
Now, tell us about this new TV show they have on Fox.
Yeah, so it's tonight on Fox, 8 p.m. It's called Celebrity Watch Party. It's a bunch of celebrity, or as you'd like to say, semi-celebrity. Yeah, you got Joe Buck, Rob Lowe, Raven Simone.
There's some big names there. Megan Trainor.
I think Rob Lowe moves out of the semi department now.
Yeah, so you got Megan Trainor, fantastic singer.
Big singer, really good.
That's pretty good. And you got Curtis Stone, you know, the Aussie celebrity chef, the big blonde-haired guy that was quite famous there for a while on the Food Network. So this is a show where they'll be filming them watching the current TV shows that are going on at the moment. You know, like Last Dance, movies, the movie of the week that was on the other night, things like that. So, interesting show based on the hit UK TV show Gogglebox, which was very funny, with regular people.
With regular people watching and making snarky, references.
Regular Brits, right?
Yeah, not the star version.
Hey, Patty, I tell you what, I'd love to watch you guys do this sort of version. I'd love to watch Scott watch Korean baseball and see what he has to say about that.
I don't need to see the Korean baseball, in all due respect.
But it would be fun to watch you watching.
Do you actually know what show they're watching while they're watching?
Yes, Masked Singer, you do. You know all the shows, and they'll show clips of that. So it'll be their reaction. And this guest that I'm about to play for you, Scott, is Steve Wozniak. Now, I jumped at the chance to chat with this guy.
He's a nut.
This is the founder of Apple. This guy and Steve Jobs, they sat in Steve Jobs' parents' garage and they made little computer boards which turned into Apple computers, which is, he's a legend. He's the king of all nerds in the world, Scott. So when he walks into a nerd room, they just run around. He's like the Beatles for nerds.
And this guy doesn't need the money to do a show like this, so there's something weird about him deciding to do this.
Yeah, well, he was on Dancing with the Stars, if you remember.
Right.
And so he sort of been sucked into this reality TV game, which is quite funny in itself that this guy is doing this stuff. You're right, now, he does not need the money.
Now, like Petty said, when they split up, was that a friendly split?
Well, I reckon Steve Jobs would have been a very dominant partner. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah. He's the businessman. This guy's actually more the brains.
Yeah, very lovable.
Initially, yeah.
Yeah, and it's interesting about a month ago, the story broke that Steve Wozniak thinks he was patient zero for the coronavirus into America.
What?
Yeah. he thinks he brought it to America.
He thinks he did, but that hasn't been confirmed by any of the doctors.
By anybody.
No, he's a man of science, Scott. Don't doubt him.
Okay. All right. So this is your interview with Woz.
Woz. The great Woz.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
I've zoomed into the house of Steve Wozniak. Woz, how are you, sir? I'm fine. This is sort of my just my computer office, you know, with a computer here. So,
celebrity watch party on Fox. Can you break this down for me?
Yes, I don't watch television, and I have some sufferings compared to other people. I watch shows, and I haven't seen them before, and a lot of other people have. I found out, and it's great. We just sit in chairs watching the shows. My wife and I, we sit and we talk. What do you think about that and this and that? And we don't always agree 100% on it.
But what are you watching though? What are the shows that are coming up on this show?
We've watched The Masked Singers. Or whatever, Masked Singer. I couldn't understand it. I was thinking about, would you want to be in an audience or go to see that kind of a concert? And then I thought later about it. Yeah, it is kind of funny.
Are you wearing sweatpants when you're relaxing watching TV?
Oh, no, much easier than that. I just pop on shorts and a shirt almost through this whole coronavirus. It's kind of nice. Pop on shorts, shirts, don't even shower a lot of days. I do for the show. we just get to stay at home, two of us, you know, and our four dogs. We have our dogs climbing our laps. So it's really easy. I wanted to like Zoom bomb this conference with you, but my wife said I had to put a shirt on.
So you were willing to be upper torso naked for this interview?
Not I. That's a total joke. Yeah.
Been a pretty wild year for you. Do you still think you might have been patient zero to the United States for COVID-19?
My wife and I actually believe very strongly that we could have been one of the early patient zeros. And they tested my wife. We came back Jan 4th with it from Hong Kong.
Yeah.
They tested her on Jan 12, the night of Jan 12, the morning of the 13th. They tested for like 8 hours for every single disease they could test for. None showed up. So it was nothing known in America. And who knows what else was going on that severe. I mean, it wiped out our entire January. February got better. And then March was like a relapse. We started having trouble breathing and coughing again. Oh. And I don't know. There's strange things that are not answered. A lot of mystery still.
How do you feel as a man of science for the future?
Oh, evolution is natural, and I will learn to comment better on TV shows.
Well done.
Frankly, I'm still scared. There's a lot to go, and I don't know if I'll have the nerve to watch myself.
There he was.
Okay, good talking to you.
Good Lord.
What a weirdo. You know, he's been married four times, and he also lived with, you're going to love this, Scott, Kathy Griffin for a year.
Oh, for God's sake.
Can you imagine being in a house stuck with those two?
I don't know. I jump out the window.
The house could not be big enough to sequester yourself away
from
Brad,
I got to agree with you one thing. He's a little wacky.
He's real wacky.
My goodness, how do you think him and Steve Jobs would have went in about 1981 when Jobs wanted to take over the world?
God. Oh, my Lord. I like it when he tells a joke and you don't know it's a joke.
Yeah. Oh, he does.
Well, would you like to, yeah. Scott, would you like to see that interview of him and I with our shirts off?
Oh. Yeah, no, I would not. I wouldn't mind seeing you that way. I don't want to see
fine
him.
Fine like it was. All right, so that's, what's it called tonight, Brad?
Celebrity Watch Party.
No.
Celebrity Watch Party.
Watch other people watch TV.
8 p.m. Fox tonight.
I think it's going to be fun.
And who are the other celebrities? Is they...
Rob Lowe.
Yeah, Meghan Trainor.
Yep, Joe Buck, Raven Simone, Curtis Stone. It's a great bunch.
That's a good lineup. All right, Brad, thank you so much. Good job.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Thanks, Scott.
You and the Woes got along fine. 743, Big Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.